We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Matt Babcock is a senior NBA draft analyst over at basketballnews.com. He was in town, like most of the basketball world was, for the University of Memphis Pro Day last week. He joins us now. Matt, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Oh, not too much. Just gearing up for this season that's coming up, working on my schedule and just doing some back end work. But just getting excited.
So what, I guess, before we sort of get into the individual takeaways about this Memphis basketball roster, what were just your general thoughts on what you saw about the proceedings, the pro day, the coaching staff, just the entire scene there in Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a scene. I mean, the coaching staff alone is star-studded group there, and it's pretty cool to see, you know, Penny and Sheed and Larry Brown and my guy Cody Toppert on the floor. They got a good thing going, and, you know, obviously the talent level is just through the roof. I mean, with Amani and Jalen, just, you know, those two guys alone, I mean, it was a really fruitful trip for me.
Do you think, after looking at the talent and that coaching staff, that this is a team we'll be talking about toward the end of the year, being one of the contenders, the big ones in college basketball? I mean, you're talking about coming off an NIT, and so that's a pretty big shift, but is that sort of talent in there, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, the talent level is extremely high. I mean, I think their talent top to bottom can probably challenge anybody in the country. I think there are some questions. I mean, you know, guard play, looks like they're going to do sort of like a point guard by committee type setup, which, you know, I mean, I think could work, but I kind of need to see it to believe it kind of deal. And, you know, I've watched Amani for years, and, he does a lot of stuff on ball and can create and all that. And he's a good playmaker. You know, as a full-time point guard, I don't know. But I think if they could, you know, answer that question properly, sky's the limit.
You know, that is sort of the question about this team, is like the point guard play, because there is no, one true answer. But in his role, you know, that he is going to have, which is basically just have the ball in his hands quite a bit and play make, from what you saw at Pro Day, does Amani look like he is ready for that?
I don't know. I still question it a little bit. I mean, I think he's going to be effective. I mean, he's just such a natural scorer, shooter, and playmaker. But I think there's a big difference between, you know, being able to make moves off the dribble and score off the dribble and being a full-time point guard and dealing with pressure and running a team. I don't know. Again, I got to see it to believe it fully. I think it can be done, but it's, you know, I don't think it's necessarily going to be an easy thing.
You know, there was a lot of blowback about his measurables, right? About Amani Bates' measurables there from the combine. What are people that you talk to in NBA circles, what are they saying about his measurables? And was there a sort of negative reaction across the NBA when they saw that?
I haven't talked to a whole lot of NBA people about the pro day specifically. I mean, we talked with, you know, I talked with the guys in my staff about it, and, you know, it's certainly not like a great thing of him having a negative wingspan. But let's not forget that the kid's 6'9", and, he's been playing some point guard. Even though I don't see point guard being his position long term, he's still a big guy that's a guard forward, you know, multi-position type guy. And so just because his arms are, you know, shorter than what you would expect the guy's 6'9", he's still got a 6'7" and a quarter wingspan for a guy that's going to be playing point guard. It's not like he's a small guy. I'm more concerned, you know, with his lack of weight and strength and overall athleticism than I am his wingspan. Yeah. But I think it got blown out of proportion a little bit in the media with his wingspan.
So a guy that doesn't have that strength question, even though I guess technically reclassified as well, is Jalen Duren. What did you think of what he saw, and what do you think we'll see of him in terms of what feels like I will obviously be 1 year in college basketball? Is he going to be dominant, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. I think his upside is an offensive weapon. That's what I'm going to be tracking closely. I mean, I think at the very least, he's going to be a physical force that's going to, you know, get a lot of dunks, rebounds, shot blocks. How much can he deliver outside of that, and how much can he add on to his offensive arsenal? But he's going to be a really good college player, and I think he's going to be a really good pro too. Pretty much the opposite narrative, compared to Imani. Physical tools are not his problem at all. The guy, with both of them being 17 years old, I mean, Jalen Duren is a 17-year-old. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody with that kind of physical profile at that stage.
What kind of a freshman season do you think is in store for Jalen? Like, if you just sort of had to put your finger on production and what, Memphis fans could reasonably expect from him, in terms of points, rebounds, blocks, like, what do you think is a fair mark for him?
I'd say my expectation would probably be something like 15, 10, and 2, two blocks, something like that. I think guard play is probably going to affect things with him quite a bit too. I mean, where is he getting the ball? Is he getting set up properly? Those kind of things. But, I mean, just how physical he is, if he just plays hard, he's going to get a lot of easy buckets around the rim, get to the free throw line a lot. I am expecting a pretty productive year from him.
He sort of is, there's this consensus, in the 2022 draft that's Chet, Paolo, and then maybe Jaden Hardy as the top three. And then there's a consensus perhaps that Jalen is right there at four. But I worry a little bit because of the position and sort of, what he does. What do you think he'll need to show this season in terms of his repertoire to lock himself in, to the top four or even maybe better? In the end, like, what are people waiting to see from him?
It's the common narrative these days that the big man is dead, and I don't necessarily agree with that statement. I think how it's differed is I still think big men have value, but they we evaluate them differently. They need to show that they can move their feet and not get caught in space, because the NBA is such a spread out game now, and so I think defensively, that's something that myself and other scouts are going to be watching closely. And again, if he's able to show that he's got at least some upside, offensively outside of just being a guy that could finish at the rim, I think those are two things that we'll all be kind of watching closely.
If he gets fully healthy, he's such an intriguing prospect, particularly because of his size. How do you think Earl Timberlake fits in, Matt? And what does he end up being? So much of it, they're saying that they've got to reconstruct the jumper because of this issue he's had with the shoulder. But I saw you were impressed by him, saw in the write-up. What can he be for this Memphis team?
Earl, as opposed to Imani and Jalen, I don't know as well. I'm not starting completely from scratch with him, but I'm still becoming more and more familiar with him. And that was my first time seeing him in person, and I was impressed. I mean, his physical profile is impressive. I mean, he's a big wing. I mean, kind of looks like a football player.
Yep.
I think his physicality, his toughness, and versatility, stood out to me. He's sort of a point forward playmaker, which I think Memphis is going to be able to utilize a lot, not having a traditional point guard. With him staying healthy and then, hitting some outside shots at a decent rate, I think that's sort of the ticket for him.
We are, of course, talking to Matt Babcock. He was here in town last week for Memphis's Pro Day. Got a full write-up about the Pro Day over at basketballnews.com. In terms of other guys, right, we know about Jalen and Imani, and to an extent we know about Earl Timberlake as well. Was there anybody else that you saw that you thought, maybe they'll be on the NBA radar in a year or two?
Yeah, I mean, Landers Nolley's been a guy we've followed since his freshman year at Virginia Tech, and he's got good size, and his strongest attribute is perhaps the most valuable. I mean, he can really shoot the ball with range. He's got a quick release. It was nice to see. It seems like he's maturing as a player. In the past, I've questioned his shot selection. It seems like he's kind of letting the game come to him a little bit more. And so he's a guy, if he had a big year, I could easily see him coming out and, being a second-round pick. DeAndre Williams is another guy that we've liked in the past. I mean, he's older. I believe he's going to be like 25 years old on draft day. But I think he's a guy, again, if he has a good year, I mean, could be a fringe NBA player. And so those are pretty much the main guys as far as what we're watching closely with Memphis this year.
What about Minot? Because he was a guy, the freshman Josh Minot. He was a guy, you look at him, and obviously the first thing that jumps out is the size and then the athleticism. What was your assessment of what you saw from Josh Minot?
I think I had seen him at a high school event before, so I wasn't completely starting fresh with him. To me, upside and intrigue are the words that come to mind with him. And, with freshmen, it's always hard to determine, what kind of role are they going to play, how much production will they bring. But he's a guy that we're definitely going to track, and it's just, time will tell.
Yeah, we know, Matt, here that Kennedy Chandler, who's headed up to Tennessee, obviously expected to have a big-time freshman season, is an absolute dog. Like, it doesn't matter who he's going against, he brings it all the time. What's he going to have to do at Tennessee this year for you to stay? I think you've got him, 13 on your big board or right around there. What's he got to do? Because, let's be honest, you don't see many 6-foot lottery picks in NBA draft. What's he got to do to sort of stay in that range, Matt? What's he got to show?
Yeah, we've talked about him quite a bit, and, a smaller guard like that is his lack of size is the big issue. Mm-hmm. So if he could show that the lack of size is not too big of an issue long-term, and his strengths kind of outweigh that big concern, I think that's the biggest thing with him. Outside shooting, too, which he's done a really good job of improving his outside shooting the last few years. He needs to show that he's not a liability on the defensive end. He's not going to get caught in many problems being smaller. And then just shooting the ball at a high rate.
Hey, Matt, man, great stuff. Again, you can check out the piece at basketballnews.com. Thanks for the time,
Matt.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. He is Matt Babcock. Catch him on Twitter at MattBabcock11. Covers, of course, the NBA draft. Was here in town.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.